This is Fresh Air. Composer and alto saxophonist Benny Carter has been writing music for big bands since the 1920s. In the 40s, he dropped out of the jazz scene to work in the Hollywood studios. In the 70s, he returned to public view as a soloist and as bandleader for singer Maria Muldaur. There's a new album with Carter leading the 17-piece American Jazz Orchestra in performances of his big band compositions. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Benny Carter is one of those very rare major figures from the 1920s still alive and working, an elder statesman who's universally respected and yet has never quite gotten his due. He's known as a pioneering alto saxophonist whose Fleet style paved the way for Charlie Parker. But as an arranger for bandleader Fletcher Henderson in the 20s, Carter was second only to the great Don Redman. Redman and Carter influenced Henderson's writing for swing king Benny Goodman in the 30s. Carter himself wrote for Goodman, and his arrangements were played by other band leaders. Directly and indirectly, he helped develop the language of swing. Back in the late 20s, Benny Carter, like many others, appropriated arranger Don Redman's central tactic, the division of brass and reeds into sparring groups. Carter plays trumpet as well as saxophone, but as a writer, he's never been impartial. His impeccably inventive writing for reeds overshadows anything he has to say on brass. Last February, the American Jazz Orchestra, masterminded by critic Gary Giddens and directed by pianist John Lewis, brought the L.A.-based composer to New York for a concert and a recording of some of his old and new big band charts. Carter himself was featured soloist. The result is Second City Sketches, a double set on the Music Masters label. The American Jazz Orchestra for this project included such prominent players as Jimmy Nepper, Britt Woodman, John Purcell, Lou Tobacken, Ron Carter, and Mel Lewis, with John Lewis and Dick Katz trading off at the piano. Thoroughly rehearsed, this makeshift unit sounds amazingly cohesive. The saxophone section work is precise and buttery. Listen to one of Carter's masterpieces, 1933's Symphony in Riffs, which begins with a deceptive brass fanfare before revealing itself as a showcase for saxes. The American Jazz Orchestra is a repertory group based on the assumption that great scores like Carter's can withstand updated treatment. Musicians may play the notes as written 50 years ago, but their rhythmic thrust is inevitably more modern. Before we hear the AJO's version of Carter's Lonesome Nights, listen to a bit of the 1933 recording with his own big band.
Thank you.
nice, but a little staid, like a Palm Court Orchestra. Now try the 1987 version. The orchestra's remake is noticeably more deft. The player's involvement with Carter's music pays off not just for listeners, but for the musicians themselves, who get a chance to learn from a master firsthand. The American Jazz Orchestra's celebration of a living giant is a refreshing change from the norm. Too often, musicians and the press become enchanted by an innovator's work only after the artist dies. The posthumous lionization of Thelonious Monk is a conspicuous example. 80-year-old Benny Carter is more than a living legend. His continued vitality as a saxophonist is amazing, and his playing is one of Central City Sketch's key pleasures. For all he's done and continues to do for American music and the art of the saxophone, Benny Carter should be carried around in a sedan chair for the rest of his life. He is, in a way, the last emperor.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat Cadence and Jazz Times. He reviewed a new album featuring Benny Carter and the American Jazz Orchestra. This is Fresh Air.